It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us.
Make them hot.
But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Jail. Adam Kokesh is getting patched in through us and everything, and he's got something to say. So let's call in through the system, do it up and everything. Adam, how you doing, man?
I am outstanding, Ernie. Thank you so much for having me on. And I got to say, I love it every time, not just because I know I'm talking to a fellow co-conspirator against the state and against all forms of coercion here, but because you have such a beautiful introduction to your show that gives me tingles every time I hear it.
No fear! No fear, no fear. Okay. Let's cut to it, man. Tell us everything while you got the time to do it. Go, and what do you want us to do with the information? Get out, rock and roll.
Yeah, well, the deputies could be here any second. Actually, that's them right now. But I'm in jail, and I'm waiting for the feds to come pick me up as soon as I get bonded out of here in Virginia. So I need some money. I need some help. And we've got a little mail from jail campaign going. If anybody can make a contribution, $20 or more, I'll be happy to write them a note from jail and answer one question of their choice. And all the details from that will be available on my website and on my YouTube channel right now. But, well, see, I think the deputy went away. I don't know. He's banging on some other door now. kind of a dicey situation here, but
I'll give you the information real quick. Where do they need to go to make donation for what to do? And tell us everything we need to know right now before you run out of time.
Yeah, AdamVersusTheMan.com, and then once you've made a donation there, email your details, your name and address, and your question to Liz@AdamVersusTheMan.com, and they'll be able to get that information to me here before I get out. But you only have until midnight Tuesday. After that, we really can't guarantee anything, but I really need help right now, and I'm very grateful for everybody who's pitched in so far. But, you know, we still got the federal charges to answer to, and we got a lot of work to do, so hopefully we've got a case that we can take to the Supreme Court. They've got me now on the bearing of arms issue in D.C. For those of you that haven't heard, on Independence Day, I was in Freedom Plaza, just two blocks from the White House with the Capitol in the background, loading a shotgun, and the feds didn't take too kindly to that. The second shot heard around the world, the summer referring to it, was when they came into my house, broke in, knocked the door down, threw a flashbang grenade in my face, and then decided to steal pretty much my entire life savings in the form of my firearms collection and the silver that was in my safe. I actually broke into my safe over the course of 5 hours of keeping myself and all my housemates handcuffed and zip-tied to the house, and apparently that's it. I got to go. Ernie, thank you so much.
Liz at AdamsVersusDemand.com. Mavin, Adam versus Demand, make contribution. How much do you need? Give me a dollar amount.
It depends, you know, how much we're going to have to spend on lawyers. It's going to be in the tens of thousands of dollars.
Okay, so we need to, you know, hear long haul. All right, I got it, man. All right, we'll put the word out. Thanks for reaching out.
Peace.
Peace.